This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Dr. Kevin Johnson, Assistant Professor of Management and Entrepreneurship. Dr. Johnson does research about entrepreneurship. He's found something in his research that he calls the X factor. Dr. Johnson, what's the X factor?
The X factor, the best way to get to describe it or to understand the X factor is to understand, first of all, traditional entrepreneurship, and then to look at corporate entrepreneurship very quickly. In a traditional entrepreneurship, we have this individual who's looking for an opportunity, and that opportunity she associates with a need. And the corporations, they're looking for opportunities as well, but they tend to think in terms of ROI. And that's where the X factor comes into play. We have a lot of corporations that are seeking to find these business opportunities that will improve their performance, add to their ROI and their bottom lines and so forth, but they don't really understand something that's very key to that new business. For instance, we have a traditional understanding or thinking that similarity between the venture and the parent corporation is very important, so that we know what we're dealing with. But a new venture, by definition, is something that we don't know. But we can build on some of the things that we do know in terms of products, markets, or technologies that are involved in that venture. So the prevailing wisdom is that to the extent that the venture is similar to our existing businesses in terms of products, markets, or technologies, then there's greater success potential. And to the extent that they're different, of course, the venture is more likely to fail. The X factor ties back into that understanding that need instead of that ROI. And I look at the corporation and I basically ask them how well they understood or understand the value that venture is bringing to its intended market, but really understanding that venture beyond simply an ROI. This venture has potential for great returns to us. Well, what is it bringing to your market, to your customers, and so forth? And ventures that have that X factor, where management really understands what the intended value is, and they can focus on bringing that value out of the venture and developing that venture, makes that venture more valuable to their market. And as a result, that venture is more likely to perform in the way that it's intended. In fact, in my research, I found that it accounts for a lot of the variance that we find in the performance of ventures, whereas the similarity between the venture and the parent in terms of products, markets, and technologies also accounts for some, which is important because that supports our prior understanding, our assumption that hadn't been tested, that similarity does have a factor to play in the performance. So I found that that indeed does hold, and it accounts for some of the variance. But I found that this X factor accounts for a lot more of that variance. And it's something that I think will contribute a lot to our understanding of how corporations go about starting new businesses that are successful.
Thank you. Dr. Johnson is an assistant professor of management and entrepreneurship. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.